Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
On 98.5 to Sports Hub.
We got Big Jim Murray in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Maz and I on remote. If you're watching on the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston, I've relocated to my basement. My girls are working on a little backdrop for me, but I'm looking at it now. Do we have the numbers backwards?
Sure, yeah. Do.
It looks like $2.89.
So we got to figure this out. I'm in the basement because I was in my office. And it's just the internet connection up there blows so badly. So I'm walking around this morning with like routers and cords. And inside of 5 minutes, I'm like, F this. I'm not doing this. I'm not calling anybody. I'm not. Nope. I'm not thinking around with technology today. So if I got to walk around with cords and routers and boosters, go F yourself. So I'm in my basement.
All right, welcome back to the program. Yeah, that's Hardy putting together the puppets for us. As usual, stellar work by Hardy. Thanks again for doing that. If you're listening on the podcast or listening on the radio, we'll tweet it out on all of our socials. Coming to you here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the simulcast on 98 on NBC Sports Boston. The wood is shooting me here in my home office. Are we good? Are we up?
Yeah, we're up.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we can see you. You're good.
Okay, before we shoot for the big board here, I just want to read you an email because it's germane to this. Subject line, Mike, stop letting other people throw for the big board, he says. He says, Mike, please stop letting anyone other than you, Tony or Jim, throw at the big board. If you have any respect for the historic accuracy of the board, why would you change it now? I don't get it, says Doug in Woburn. So I've been having my daughters, because we're here, we're not in the studio, obviously, shoot at me, but they're saying that that's somehow impugning the integrity of the big board. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I think it is messing with fate, and I will say that if we end up with no selections this year, that we can put an asterisk next to this.
Well, so what do you want? Should the wood or my daughter hold the magazine and I chuck markers at my daughter?
Yeah, I'm with the...
Really?
I'm with the emailer here. It is throwing off the integrity of the big board, and people would have... We would all collectively have the excuse of, well, hey, it wasn't us throwing the markers when it has been us in the past actually throwing the markers and making these hits.
See, but I don't want you throwing markers at your wife or your daughter. Can't you put it on an easel or something?
So this is what... Okay, I guess I could. I could put it on an easel. I don't have it all set up right now.
Well, then we're going to have to start next week, aren't we?
Have her hold a magazine.
You know what? I don't mind throwing at my 15-year-old. Get over here, Emma. Come on. You're okay. Come on. Get over here.
I know what you mean by that, by the way.
The 15-year-old can take it. I'm sorry. Tess is out. Get over here. Come on. Hold this. Get over here. And kneel over there because I have to stay on, Mike.
Tell her to wear a helmet.
Okay. Wood, you got this? Okay. Hold it up over your face. I don't want to hit your face. First shot. Okay, I got Well, this guy's actually been linked to the Patriots, A.J. Epenesa.
Yeah.
Whoa, there we go. All AJ right, now Epenesa. We got a favorite on the board.
Okay, get back over here. We got two more there, Emma. Okay.
Yeah, there's more than a few people that have them mocked to the Patriots at 23.
Yeah, A.J. Epenesa.
Again, put it over your face. I don't want to hit your face. No. Open it up.
There we go. Okay. Get right up there. Nice job.
Right in the middle, but that's going to be Alton Robinson of
Syracuse.
Okay. One more, Emma. One more.
Didn't Chandler Jones go to Syracuse, Murray? He was a Syracuse guy, wasn't he?
Yep, he did.
All right, well, there we go.
Okay.
One more. Got a possibility there. A.J. Epenesa. Yeah, I just like saying his name, Falca.
Okay, that mark right down there is Jonathan Garvin from Miami. We'll give you the particulars on these players here in a minute. Wood, thank you so much.
John Garvin, male prostitute.
And as we like to do, we like to give you a shot of the Wood. Who are you wearing today, Wood? All right, there you go. Guys, you chat for a second while I set the camera back up here. Do they need defensive ends?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think something you've been saying, too, that I agree with is that they need speed on defense, whether that's an edge rusher up front, at linebacker. So, yeah, I mean, they have more than a few holes on defense. And having lost the linebackers, having lost, you know, what they've lost defensively, they're going to need more pressure on the quarterback. So, yes, this is an area of need for the Patriots.
Yeah, to me, again, they got needs all over the roster. I think their needs on defense. I mean, linebacker's a little bit different because of the losses they had there, specifically in Collins and Van Noy, and both of those guys are playmakers for them. So I told you, I think the big needs really are on offense. I think on the offensive line, I think at the skill positions on offense. And, you know, I'm telling you, they have zero on defense, but I think their holes are bigger on the offensive side of the ball.
Okay, let's get into the scouting report, shall we? A.J. Epenesa from Iowa. This guy has been linked to the Patriots. 6'6", 280. He is projected to go in the first round, okay? Epenesa has outstanding size. He's tall, long, thickly built. So this guy's a fit because he's like the McGinnis, Rabel, like that classic sort of bigger outside edge player that's not just a pure pass rusher but can play the run, has size and speed, rangy, like that classic, they used to call it the elephant. You know, it's the elephant in the Pete Carroll defense, but here it's like they want both outside backers to be like that guy who can play on the line, if you will. So the size and strength really, and you know, that fits them to a T. As they say here in the strength is the core of his game. He can ragdoll offensive linemen both in the run game and pass rush using long arms, heavy hands, and strong – this magazine is obsessed with heavy freaking hands.
They love their goons.
Oh, but he's got them. Heavy hands and
got a
strong –
heavy-handed coach.
Heavy hands and strong grip to deliver blows and control his counterpart. Okay, so he's not just got heavy hands. He's got a strong grip. A.J. Epenesa's weaknesses. Epenesa's speed, athleticism, and bend isn't elite. What does bend mean?
You got me. I have no idea. It's got to have something to do with technique, right?
So the bend is not always where you want it to be. But this sounds like what the Patriots generally do. If they sacrifice anything, it's that pure athleticism, right?
Right.
And I think they're less prone to draft those pure athletes. So I think that's another reason why this guy sort of fits them. If that's his weakness, that's one I feel like they can live with. Anyway, his frame provides a big target for offensive tackles to punch, and he too often ends up pushed past the quarterback or stymied without a second option. He might have to make his living primarily winning inside or going through blockers. Teams that run 3-4 defenses will have to be comfortable with him playing inside, and he's not laterally mobile enough to be an outside linebacker. Huh. Well, that's interesting. So anyway, A.J. Epenesa, he's on a lot of boards. He is now officially on the Felger and Maz big board. How about Alton Robinson from Syracuse? I'll read from the other magazine on this one. Strong points. Robinson is teeming with prototypical elite rusher traits. His get-off and bend, again with the bend. His get-off and bend are both impressive, and he's capable of dipping and bending around the corner with regularity. So that's, you know, that must mean, you know, that must what it be. What, if you're, you know, going to the outside and you're beating a tackle, you're sort of bending and twisting your way around him. That makes sense?
Either that or he's good, yeah, as, good I, at I packing guess. Fatties.
His long arms and strong hands allow him to keep blockers out of his chest. His weak points, undersized, Alton Robinson, 6'3", 255, undersized, and he has some issues holding up at the point of attack. He played standing up at times for Syracuse, but he didn't show the kind of instincts and spatial reasoning to do so at the NFL level.
Bad at geometry.
Yeah.
And if you're going on a car trip, don't have him pack the trunk.
How's Alton Robinson's spatial, what did they say?
Actually, I think
spatial reasoning.
I think
oh,
that's a,
Jesus.
That's a fancy way of saying he takes bad angles.
Spatial yeah. reasoning.
Yeah. He's like my wife. He can't pack a car.
He has bad spatial reasoning. You've got to be freaking kidding me.
Put the big stuff in first and just fill in with the small stuff. We're good.
Yeah, terrible at packing. I swear, where am I going to put my pants and socks? Like, all right. I'll figure it out for you there, Alton. Okay.
Finally, last one. Jonathan Garvin, Miami, 6'3", 250. Strong points. Garvin has the prototypical build for the end, sturdy, long-armed, and broad-shouldered, capable of carrying more weight, and he has the kind of quickness to go with it. He has impressive closing speed when he wins early in the down, and he shows good initial burst at the snap, even if he could stand to be more consistent with his get-off. Okay, strong points.
The get-off, very important.
Oh, yeah.
You know, on Sunday, you got to be able to get off. There's no two ways about it.
Weak points. Garvin is raw, and he seemed to regress between his sophomore and junior seasons. The biggest drawback is the lack of bend when working the corner. My God, the bend. All right, I get it. He's never going to be an edge burner, but rather more of a face-up rusher, which I think the Patriots are fine with. I don't think they like the bendy guys. They want you to sit there and fill your gap and stay in your lane and not go too far upfield and not bend, or they want you taking on blockers, defeating blockers, and getting to the ball. That's what they want you to do. So Jonathan Garvin, put him on the board. Go ahead, Miss.
And you said his stock also dropped from sophomore to junior year?
Yes.
Okay, so again, another guy that'd be right up the Patriots' alley. They love those guys, and they got all those picks in the sixth and seventh rounds. I don't know where that guy's projected. But it feels to me like I've come to the point where I look for all kinds of warts on these guys, and then I think there's the perfect Patriot.
Okay, put him on the board. Jonathan Garvin, Miami. Alton Robinson, Syracuse, and A.J. Epinesa from Iowa.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.